He's got bullish mod on that one. Triumphant. I am triumphant. I don't know about you, but I am. And I'm excited that I am. And I'm hoping that you are. Whatever it is that you do, have that at the back of your mind that I am going to be triumphant. Things might look really daunting right now. Things might look like, now life be this. But I'm sure that at the end of the every turn, there is also another side of it, which probably also has got light. So wherever, whatever, how difficult that situation, you will come out victorious, you know? You will come out triumphant. You know, I know that life is hard. I will be telling you a huge lie if I say that everything is smooth and rosy. And everything, you know, once you put your hands, you know, it's just going to be great. No, I also think that when things are going to be so good for you, it would test you a bit, right? You're going to have some kind of challenges. It would test you a bit. Things would be, I don't know how it is. It looks like, okay, let me explain it this way. When you are set out on this path that you know for a fact that is going to come with something big for you, and then you're already going through that path, and then there's a huge gate, all right? Is it Jericho now? The wall of Jericho standing right in front of you. And you're trying to break that wall down just so that you can enter through or pass through the other side that is so glorious. But you have to like break down that wall first of all before going in. Or maybe a mighty Goliath. Haven't you thought about that? Why is it that when something big wants to happen, when something great wants to happen to you, you face a lot of challenges? And then it takes the one who has that thick skin. It takes the one who is determined. It takes that one who says, you know what, regardless of these challenges and setbacks and bottlenecks, I will still come out triumphant. I'm still going to come out successful. I'm still going to achieve that thing that I have set out to achieve. So the thing is, sometimes whenever we are faced with that adversity, whenever we're faced with that mighty Goliath or that, wall of Jericho, we tend to lose hope. We tend to say, gosh, this is just too much. I can't take it anymore. I better go back to where I'm coming from or maybe just stay there. But that shouldn't be, right? It shouldn't be. It takes extra tenacity. It takes extra resilience, right? It takes extra determination to push further and say, regardless, it is tough, yes, but I'm going to make it regardless. I hope that this makes you feel better. If you are in a situation where it's looking tough right now, maybe you haven't even eaten this morning, or maybe all you have had is Gary, or you are the one who does the 1 or the 001 or the 101 or the 000. Nah, it's just temporary. I want you to believe that it's a temporal situation and that you're going to stay hard and grind hard, you know? And before you know it, something great would happen. Maybe you're pursuing a contract and you have gone several places, you know, and they've told you no. If you've had that disappointment, it doesn't mean that the last person you're going to go to will tell you a no. You keep going, keep sending those proposals. You never know. They would call you back. If you're having several setbacks, does not mean that, you know, you're not going to succeed or the next person is not going to tell you a yes, right? So do not leave or wallow in your disappointment or in that adversity that you are experiencing at the moment, all right? And I'm hoping I'm able to ginger you up this morning. The Feel of Lagos is live. Welcome. What's up, Lagos is live right now. My name is Andrea Adobe. Take care. us is live. Check your time. It's 12 minutes past 10 o'clock and you're live on Nigeria in Info 99.3. The Feel of Lagos is basically about you telling us what's going on around your area. There's still fuel scarcity and this is really, it's not a good news at all. It's been since Monday, right? And people are still struggling with that experience this morning. I really do not know. We have to sing the song, Which Way Nigeria? Like, come on. Like, come on. So a friend of mine had she had half tank. And she's going all the way to the mainland. And she says, should I remain on the mainland? on the island? Or just risk it and enter the traffic? Because if you know, her thought was, if I drive into this traffic right now, I might feel finished. Where do I stay? Will I have my bike on the road and, you know, trek all the way or something? I mean, it's such a terrible experience Lagosians are facing this morning. But how are you doing and what's your experience also? You want to share that with me? Feel free to do that. The phone lines are open, all right? 0700 993 993 993. The female only line is 01465 7190. At 10:45, we'll be having our friends from Okta FX coming. Also 11:45, we'll be having our friends from Adron Homes coming as well. Remember, today's Wednesday and it's Techie Talk, so I'll give you a little bit of tech updates. And I was about to share with you a sudden news or announce to you a sudden news yesterday, but I wasn't able to do that, so hopefully I will be doing that today. All right, the phone lines are buzzing. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Cheers to life.
Good to have you.
This Lucky from Chagam.
Welcome,
Lucky. In fact, in your time, I got sent to me this morning for your encouraging words. It's like mentioning my name because I just been on a low key, looking at a lot of things. But this word is just good this morning. You know, it's nice. I like that to me this morning. And very, very encouraging. And I pray that God will encourage you too. And God will be with you too. Another place I'm appealing to all the listeners. So please, I need the encouragement by going. Don't go and sing my song. Our song, I don't release. It's on YouTube, Malika Kurede. Okay. I can't believe Malika Kurede. Please don't listen. Just encourage and support me. I need as many people to write me to stream the song on YouTube. Malika Kurede on YouTube. Can't believe Malika Kurede on YouTube, please.
All right. Leke Akorede on YouTube.
Yes. Leke Akorede on YouTube. Okay. I can't believe it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Leke. All right, guys. You can encourage him as well. Yeah, I'm sure that you heard his YouTube channel where he's released a couple of songs. He is a physically challenged young man who's been pushing it hard, you know, making sure that regardless, I could be physically challenged, but hey, I've got talent, I've got gifts, and I'm going to put it out to the whole world to see. And that's what I think the whole of us, every individual, all humankind should have. I mean, the kind of mentality that tells you or that says, regardless of my situation, I've got gifts, I've got talent. It's something I am doing in this world. Everyone has to experience me, you know? Let people experience you. Suleiman is on the line this morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. What's your name?
My name is Suleiman. I'm calling from Aja.
All right, yeah.
Just in short, I'm on the way.
Okay.
Ah, man. The traffic. Not easy.
From where to where now?
In short, I left home from Budo Estate, okay, heading to Lekki. It's over 5 hours now.
Wow.
I'm still just in between Aja Bridge and Abraham Adesoya. 5 good hours.
Wow. Wow. Oh, goodness. Oh, my God.
Sincerely, I'm just trying to call on authority to just do something for us. Especially this VGC junction,
uh-huh,
where there's construction going
yes,
on.
Yes, yes.
And now again, because of the, the fuel scarcity, there's a filling station here. Mm-hmm. That's adding up to the traffic again. So we are calling on, please, the state authority to please help us on that accident. Please.
All right. And thank you so much, Sulaiman,
thank
for calling in.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Have yourself a great day. I think that, you know, whenever there's a fuel scarcity like this, the traffic situation tends to increase. And I mean, just like he says, calling on the authorities, right, to probably be on standby during situations like this so that we don't cause for the chaos. You know what I mean? Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Come on, come on.
Woo-hoo! Ready to go. Okay, go, Lee. Police, where are you?
I am calling, sir. I'm Andrea. I know. Welcome.
How are you?
I am fine.
I want to tell the whole world that I locked my machine yesterday and today I can never buy 1 liter of diesel, 900.
Hi.
My wife is resorted to using charcoal.
Hi.
No gas. No fuel.
Hi.
From 1 p.m. to 6, so rose or rise. My daughter and my son was in religion, but I'm not happy. I'm pained.
Hi.
What is happening? No, what is happening? Is that maybe not say I call him? You get one man, where is his Joyce brought on Monday. He said everything about how we can progress. What is happening? The economies are not a problem of Nigeria. Now that central bank money that is fermenting that they never get used. I mean, I used to do what we call mechanized farming. Nigeria money is fermenting in central bank. From Yoruba land to north, we have arable land that we can cultivate and plant corn and millet that can export to the whole world. But what you are seeing is $30,000 and $20,000 for delegates money, what did they pay them? You want to win monthly arrears
Calm down.
Take it easy. You win us now. They don't do them. So they are doing Songo, Iduroko Road. Thank you for Nigeria for they are doing the road.
All right.
But I don't work for 2 days.
Take it easy. Easy. Come on. Take it easy. We feel your pain. You see, you're not the only Nigerian feeling this way. We are all angry. What if everybody come together right now and express how angry we are? Do you know how impactful that is going to be? We're all angry. Every one of us. No, I don't think anyone is really happy or, you know, just, you know, say, yeah, it's okay. No, I don't think there's any, even as teenagers, they know what's going on. The Gen Zs who you think that they don't know what's up, they know what's going on. So where everyone is not happy, I don't think every Lagosian or Nigerian is, you know, happy as to the situation of things in the country. I don't think everyone is happy. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
good morning.
Good morning.
Top of the day to you.
Top of the day to you. Welcome.
For the Kalahari Desert now. Your husband have left the Kalahari. You are the one occupying the Kalahari Desert seat. So what's up, Lega?
Cheers to life!
For excellence.
Right.
So if only Lagos can go on strike, all Nigeria will be closed down. Because we are too hustly and softly.
Yeah.
So if we could put down a brake pad on the vehicle and silence every vehicle not to enter Lagos and the one inside Lagos not to move, you see they will change. But we are afraid of ourselves. We are afraid of children. with a fear 2 months. You know, I don't think that is the best. Give those that require fear, the fear. Give those that require the pad at the back, and the pad at the back.
Yeah.
So we should collectively shake the, because we are the foundation. When the foundation gets is losing his power, what happens? The whole house will collapse.
That's right. That's
right. So if we on the level ground can just ignore the upper one for a while.
Yeah.
Then God will support us. But when God sees that we are more interested in ourselves than Him, and then we cannot present a matter before His throne of grace, then what do you want Him to do?
Right, right.
Yeah, so how is her calling?
He is doing well. He's great. Thank you for asking.
Million, so
all right.
I want my Abel offering.
All right.
And that day we never present that to me.
Okay.
Escalate.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I just enjoy listening to Madame Igwe. You know, she's just amazing. Charles is on the line this morning. Hello, Charles. Welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Come on, Charles, alive. Welcome. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I hope you are good.
I'm fine. I'm doing good.
How's our brother?
He is well too.
And the boy.
Everyone's good.
Fantastic. Andrew, I just want to make a complaint about this Ajah Road. I don't know, a lot of people have been calling about it. Between Abraham Adesanya and VGC, less than 2 kilometers, you are spending 4 hours. Less than 2 kilometers. And it's just because government has decided to look, not to do anything.
What do you think is causing the traffic? What do you think?
The filling station immediately after VGC. People are parked on the road. We don't have government. People are parked on the road. It's just that, yes, there's construction going on.
Yeah.
Construction is causing its own, but it's minor.
Yeah.
The main problem is the filling station. People are just parked on the road. And there's government in Lagos State. It's just the governor is just following DAT everywhere. He has Lagos State to rule, to lead.
All right, thank
just,
you.
It's man-made.
Right.
The solution can be found. Just block, prevent people from parking on the road. 4 hours.
That's right, Charles.
Less than 2 hours, 2 kilometers. Less than 2 kilometers.
I know.
24 hours. For what? You buy the fuel at 180 or 200, you are spending it everything on the road. 4 hours.
Right. I mean, it's really disheartening.
Annoying.
It is.
This is just something that could be done without any. It's just for somebody to just do the right thing.
Right.
Don't prevent people from parking on the road. And the worst thing, the filling station is not even selling. People are just parked there.
Wait, people are just parked, and it's not that they're selling.
Yes,
they're just
the filling station is not selling fuel.
Interesting. All right. Thank you, Charles. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you. I don't understand. We just packed to take space just in case they start selling. Is that it? So people just pack. But that doesn't even make sense. You cannot convenience yourself to inconvenience other people. I think that's what is ongoing right now. People just taking spaces just in case they start selling. Because how can you just pack and wait when the filling station is not even selling? I don't know, man. Anyway, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name and what's up, Lagos?
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
You have to scream. Well, I don't understand. I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Yes, honestly speaking,
right.
I'm sick. I'm at Laje and I got to Abraham Adesanya 6:30 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
I'm right now at Laje. This is a checkable distance. The same thing yesterday. I had to turn back under Ajah Bridge after 10, since 5 a.m. yesterday. I couldn't make it to work. Now, here is the problem. There has been a congestion on this road, even with this congestion that is going on. Now, with this first capacity, can the government just do something about Northwest Filling Station? If people have to queue for fuel, can they go and turn at Chevron? Let them face Ajah. Let them face Ajah so that the out of that filling station, people can use that as in. Then they can use the in to come out. Then there will be flow of this traffic. I mean, this is crazy. It's not funny.
I know.
I'm fresh. I can't even come down to eat myself. I just had a surgery. I'm not supposed to sit for too long. And I've been in this traffic since 6:30 a.m.
Wow. Sorry about that.
I've not got it to VGC.
Sorry about that. I mean, but we need to go on a break, Lagos. Stick around. All right, welcome back. It's 10:44 on the clock. And yes, it's still What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Oduobi Teke. And you're live, What's Up Lagos. And I told you earlier that we have our friends coming over from Okta FX at 10:45. So shortly, we have our guests who will be joining us on that moment. But for now, Feel of Lagos is still live to tell me, how are you doing? What's going on around your area? The very prominent conversation is being on since Monday. People are stuck in traffic this morning due to the cause, the scarcity of fuel. And I mean, a few Nigerians have called in to share their experience and how angry they are. One really prominent or consistent, would I say, complaint is the Aja, Ibrahim Adesanya area, VGC, and the particular filling station around that area. There's has the potential to cause what's that thing called now, traffic, or is potentially causing traffic in that area right now, as you know, people are packing on the roadside, and it's been causing a lot of gridlock at that area. So I think that the authorities should do something to redirect traffic so that people can have easy flow of movement in that area. Hello. Hi, good morning to you. Welcome. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Welcome. What's your name?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Amarachi.
Welcome, Amarachi.
Okay, Lagos is cool. Our area, there is no fuel anyway. We are really, really suffering this fuel issue.
Yeah, I know.
It's really, really heartbreaking.
Mm.
But I pray we don't get more heartbroken than this.
Right.
Don't serve us breakfast.
I agree.
Andrea, don't serve us breakfast. My spirit is telling me that you want to serve us hot breakfast. Hopefully, anyway, all the best.
Thank you so much.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Thank you so much. You know, it feels like, yeah, you guys already know what I'm about to say. I feel like you already have the idea. Okay, we'll get to that point. Stick around, Lagos. I'll go on a short break, and then the next hour, the next 15 minutes, will be brought to you by Okta FX. So stick around. Welcome back. 10:48 on the clock, and we have Ambrose in the studio. Good to have you, Ambrose.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, welcome. We're going to talk trading.
Yeah.
Right? So let's go. Let's talk about trading.
Okay, so firstly, I would like to say that it feels really amazing to be here again to share my knowledge and experience with you guys and everyone listening as well. So thank you for introducing me. So today we're going to talk about how I analyze pairs.
Mm.
And whenever the talk of trading comes into mind, there is this quote from Michael Carr. Michael Carr is a full-time trader and writer. He always says that as a trader, you shouldn't worry about what the market is doing, or you should worry about what you're going to do in response to what the market does. So what it's basically trying to say is that you react to the market as a trader. You don't move the market. You wait for the market to act, and then you react, right? So to explain how I analyze trades, we'd first have to define Forex analysis so you understand what analyzing trades mean.
Right.
So Forex analysis is basically the process or the practice of examining the changes in a currency pair or the changes in prices of an asset, and also identifying what causes these changes. What's the influence of these changes? What are the factors that influence changes in price and currency pairs and assets, right? And there are three main types of Forex analysis.
Okay.
You have the fundamental, the technical, and the sentimental.
Mm.
So with the fundamental analysis, it's basically when you trade with economic events and reports, basically trading the news, right? We're trading currencies, so it's important that you pay attention to the development of a country, unemployment rates, GDP, CPI, to understand what is going on in this country. Is the economy growing? Is it reducing? Because at the end of the day, how the economy of a country, how it does, if it's a growing economy, if it's a economy that is not growing, it's going to have an impact on the currency, right? So, which is why traders make use of fundamental analysis to check the news, check reports on unemployment rate and gross domestic product to see if the currency is strengthened or it's weak, right? So that they can determine if they would buy that currency or sell that currency. And one thing that OctaFX has done is to provide economic calendar, which is going to give you reports on what is happening in this country, and also tell you if the reports would make you buy this currency or sell this currency. And the second type of analysis is technical analysis. Technical analysis is basically trading based on what you see on the charts. It's basically studying historical price data in order to identify patterns. Basically what this means is that with technical analysis, what has happened before would most likely happen again. So with technical analysis, you're looking at your chart where you have the chart patterns and the indicators and candlesticks to help you determine, to help you identify what has happened before, so that you can identify, you know, where the market is going and what will happen in the future, right? And OctaFX has also provided technical analysis and trade ideas on the OctaFX app, where you get notifications that this is where the market is, this is where we think the market is going to go. You can also get access to live trading sessions on the OctaFX YouTube channel, where trading experts explain how to trade. Yeah, explain how to trade. And then you also watch the trader trade live.
Right.
Watch the trader analyze the market so that you learn and adapt. And when you're actually practicing on your own, you can know what to do, identify some zones, and know what to do when the market is in a certain place.
Right. You mentioned chart patterns, and you also mentioned the candlestick patterns. Do you want to share and explain what that is?
Okay, so for candlestick patterns, they are like patterns that indicate the opening, the closing, the high and low of a price. Right. So with candlesticks, they just summarize where price opened, or the point price opened, the point price closed at, the highest point price reached, and the lowest point price reached in a certain time.
Okay.
And for chart patterns are made up of candlesticks.
Okay.
So at a minimum of 15 to 50 candlesticks can make up a chart pattern. And what chart pattern does is it helps you identify what's going on in the market. We have continuation chart patterns, we have reversal chart patterns, we have breakout chart patterns.
Yeah.
So they basically tell you if the market is going to continue in an uptrend, or the market is trying to reverse from an uptrend to a downtrend. Yeah, and the last type of analysis is sentimental analysis, which is basically where you analyze the markets based off what other traders think. You know, just looking at the general view of traders and analyze by sentiment. What are these people doing? What are they thinking? Do they think the market is stronger? Do they think this currency is strong? Do they think this currency is weak? And in order to actually refine your strategies, it's important that you combine these three types of analysis, or majorly two, which is fundamental and technical. It's important to use both of them with trading, so that you don't just come into the chart, analyze the market, and then maybe governor of central bank just comes to say that this is that, and the market experiences huge impact and trades go the wrong way. So it's important that you combine two the two type of analysis, fundamental and technical, so that you're, you know, if you look at the market fundamentally, you know what to do, you know if this currency is stronger, then you come to your charts, you analyze, and you still be on the right track.
Amazing. I mean, if you deal in FX, I'm sure that this would sound really intriguing and exciting for you. Yeah. And the most exciting part of this segment of the show is where you would have to win, or you will stand a chance, right, to win $100. Yep. That's like the ultimate prize. So if you're listening, shout out to you, and hopefully you would win yourself that. And what that means is I would put up the phone lines right now, ask you a few questions, and then if you are the lucky winner, I can't wait for that. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Let the quiz begin. Who do we have here? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lega?
Come on. Cheers to life!
Woo-hoo!
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Chinyere, calling from Solo.
Chinyere, welcome. It's good to have you. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, your first question. How many types of trade analysis do we have?
Three.
Okay, you remember, you are supposed to answer three questions correctly. So are you ready?
Okay.
You've answered
yes.
The first one, and it is correct. So let's move on to the next question now. Let's see. Okay, this question here says, what are the types of trends in a financial market? Is it A, upstairs and downstairs? Is it B, upwards and downwards? Is it C, uptrend and downtrend? Is it D, upsides and downstairs?
Uptrend and downtrend.
All right, that's correct.
That's right, yeah.
Congratulations, let me see you. I have one more question to answer. And this one says, which analysis look at economic, social, and political happenings around the country? Is it A, sentimental analysis? Is it B, fundamental analysis? Is it C, technical analysis? And is it D, none of the above?
Fundamental analysis.
Okay. All right.
Yay.
Congratulations. Tell me what you're going to do with the $100 now.
I'm going to trade.
Yes. Nice one. So make sure to download the OctaFX app.
Okay.
And start trading.
I already have it.
Okay, then. So we'll have your number. I don't know if someone is there to get your number right now. Can someone have her number, please? Okay, thank you. He didn't tell me that it was this easy. Ambrose, let me play too now.
Next episode.
All right, and I think on that, should we take one more call? One more call? Are we good?
We're good.
All right, then. So the phone lines are still buzzing. You guys, come to the next episode. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
For right now, thank you, Ambrose. And shout out to a sponsor of this last 15 minutes of the show, OctaFX. Thank you, Ambrose.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Then on that note, we'll wrap this, the first hour of the show up. Remember, when we come back, Techie Talk will be live after the news. So stick around. We'll be right back. All right, if you have been feeling like you are nobody, I'm hoping that this song inspires you. Inspires you to see that it is possible. So today you might be feeling like nobody. Today you feel to say you be nobody, but most likely, you know, you are somebody actually. You know, you are somebody. You know, there was something skill says there. The person we're buying motor first, my old mode. You know what I'm saying? So if you are looking at your life right now and saying that, it looks like I'm a nobody. I don't have money. I cannot. Now, so fly bike, and they fly bike. Now, so trek, and they trek. Under my shoe, you don't chop. You know, only one bag, and they carry. Only one shoe, and they wear. Jerunkozi Jeruka. You know what that means? I wear it to school. I wear it to church. Just that one shoe. Just that one cloth. Nah, very soon you will be somebody who has more and giving out. You know what I mean? So do not lose hope, okay? Do not lose hope. It's 11:06 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Oduobi Teke, and I will bring you tech updates shortly. Before I do bring you tech updates, there are a few WhatsApp messages. I'll take just a few of them and then I will bring you tech updates and also, yeah, give you the announcement that I'm about to make as well. Uh-huh. So on WhatsApp, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Andrea, good morning. Before you serve us breakfast, I have consoled myself since yesterday. Another here says, what's up, Lagos? I'm really delighted to tune in today to your What's Up, Lagos. You really gave me hope to live again. And this coming from Stanley in Ikorodu. I'm glad that you felt inspired by listening in on the show this morning. This one is coming from Michael, and Michael from Ikorodu says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Andrea Oduobi Teke. Welcome back. I really missed you. And he says, no matter what we face or encounter, we shall be, he says, we shall triumph. No simply means next opportunity. Right. I like that one. I really do like that one. All right, then, it's tech update right now. Okay, so first I would start this story, and this one is really interesting to me because if you're one who orders things online and you have experienced a few challenges, there could be options for you when it comes to operating in that space. And now, what do I mean? Amazon is set to compete with the likes of Konga Jumia as it expands to Nigeria in 2023. Now, American e-commerce giant Amazon is set to disrupt the Nigerian e-commerce market as it plans to launch in the country in April 2023. How does that sound? I'm sure some people are saying yes. I say yes. Finally. We have been waiting for you guys. So the news for this says it will, when it launches, Amazon will compete with the likes of Konga and, of course, Jumia, are the two dominant players in Nigeria e-commerce space. Now, it also says that, according to a report by Business Insider, the company would be expanding to 5 countries across Africa, Europe, and South America while maintaining its base in the United States. The 5 countries are Belgium, Chile, Colombia, Nigeria, and South Africa. Now, Amazon, which currently runs in 20 different countries, is investing in long-term growth while it scales up its US-based outlet. The report says this could result in more competition for local e-commerce companies which operate across Africa. So for me, I'm seeing job opportunities. Right, I am seeing job opportunities. This is good news. This is amazing news. but you know, for those, the local e-commerce companies would have to like buckle up and say, I have to like make my services much more, enticing to my users. You know, it has to be the best of the best user-friendly experience so that I will still have my customers coming back to me. This is going to be competitive for them, but it also means there will be job opportunities for people. It will also mean that there will be more options, right? Good stuff. Now, the next story here says Nigeria to get first social messaging app. And let's talk about the name. Should I tell you the name? Are you waiting to hear the name of this first, Nigeria's first social messaging app? The likes, if you're very WhatsApp savvy, I mean, I don't think there's anyone who is not WhatsApp savvy, except for Johnny Drew, who posted some time ago saying that he never knew that there was such a thing as WhatsApp status. I'm like, hey, guy, where have you been? Have you been using WhatsApp at all? So, yeah, if you are you have been using WhatsApp. So there's a new social messaging app that will be coming up, and it's Nigerian owned. And the name that is, it is called Let's Talk. Like, the name of this app is called Let's Talk. Now, the chief operating officer of Let's Talk IT and telecommunications company, Folashade Ayeni, has said the firm has concluded plans to launch Nigeria's first instant messaging application, Let's Talk, which will be unveiled before the end of the third quarter of 2022. Now, Ayeni, who made this known while speaking with newsmen in Lagos, said that the application was designed by the team of Nigerian software engineers. Now, she said the application was designed in line with the vision of the National Information Technology Development Agency, that is NITDA, for indigenous companies to come into the social media space. Now, according to her, Let's Talk was created out of a need that Nigerians and Africans have. If you look at it, sometime last year in October 4th to be precise, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, it crashed. Like, it went off and everybody thought that rapture had taken place. Businesses had to shut down, because of that. Now, she says no one was able to use those applications because of one thing or the other. Now, my question to you is, do we need indigenous social messaging apps? Will you trust an app developed by Nigerians? Would you embrace this innovation, this development? For me, I see it as good because, I mean, we've been clamoring, we've been talking so much about technology and being involved in that space. And seeing young Nigerians come up with innovations like this, trust me, I'm all in for it. But I mean, let's wait till when it's launched. It says it will be launched before the end of the third quarter of 2022. That means in a very short while, we'll be having our own messaging app. And the name of that app is Let's Talk. So we'll probably be on the lookout for that one. But my question to you listening to me this morning, how do you feel about the stories that I just shared? The first one, Amazon to compete with the Konga, with Jumia as well, in the Nigerian space. So that means Amazon is coming to Nigeria in 2023, right? The second story I shared with you was that Nigeria would be launching its first social media, social messaging app. And the app is called Let's Talk. What do you think? Like I asked earlier, would you trust an app developed by Nigerians? Do we need indigenous social messaging apps? How do you feel? What's your reaction to these stories? 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190. If you want to send a WhatsApp message, you can do that as well. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chika. I'm calling from Lagos State, somewhere in First Tax.
All right, welcome. It's good to have you.
All right, so I only have one thing about the Amazon. I don't really care about the Let's Chat app. Unless the app is as streamlined as WhatsApp, I really wouldn't like an app that is infested with bugs, with ads and everything.
Okay.
But you see the Amazon one, that is like the best news I've gotten so far. Like,
I know.
I forgot to add WhatsApp, Lagos.
Just alive, my brother. Welcome.
Like, because Junior Konga is frustrating me with prices that are just so high for no reason. Like, it's annoying. And yet, when I check Amazon, we see that same thing for like 20% off and at the normal price.
Uh-huh.
And so this news today just got me happy. At least now, give me a call that they will calm down.
I didn't tell you.
They will not have to price well.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's one thing. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have yourself a good day. Trust me, I knew that this was going to happen. I knew that this... I knew that we're going to have people who will be excited about that story. 0700-993-9393. The female only line is 01465-7190. Do drop a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. Okay, hello. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Ojé, cheers to life. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Camila, calling from Aja.
Welcome.
See, I am so excited hearing about that Amazon. Honestly, that's the best news ever. Like the last call I said.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. Mm. I can't wait.
So what is it for you? What is exciting about it, apart from them coming? What is exactly getting you excited about this?
I will see a product online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I should check Amazon. That is only Amazon. But you buying it and shipping it to Nigeria is very quite expensive. So sometimes I say, let me just forget about it.
Oh.
I don't have any option than to buy. So I can't wait. When the purchase, I will just bring it to you. That's very nice.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate that you called in to share your thoughts. All right, 0700-993-993. The female-only line is 0801-465-7190. What got me distracted? Okay, you can drop a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. So some of you are still asking me what's the story about the Amazon. I can see some WhatsApp messages. So I will take it again for the benefit of some people who are just tuning in and, you know, didn't get to, you know, didn't have a grasp of what the story is about. So Amazon is set to compete with Konga Jumia as it expands to Nigeria in 2023. All right. So now American e-commerce giant Amazon is set to disrupt the Nigerian e-commerce market as it plans to launch in the country in April 2023. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
To you, welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. Oh my goodness! But I mean, I love the screaming. I love that you screamed. What's up, Lagos? Welcome. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. To drop a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-58. 05. Okay, so I dropped down two stories, two tech updates, all right? I shared you about Amazon coming to Nigeria, expanding to Nigeria, disrupting the e-commerce, so the Nigerian e-commerce market. And this would happen in April 2023. And I just want to know your reaction to this. Is this good news for you? Are you excited about this news? And you were going to tell me why you are excited, Also, I shared with you that Nigeria is set to have its first social messaging app. And this app is called Let's Talk. The chief operating officer of Let's Talk IT and telecommunications company, Folashade Ayeni, has said that the firm has concluded plans to launch Nigeria's first instant messaging application, Let's Talk, which will be unveiled before the end of the third quarter of 2022. So it's not far anymore. You know, before you know, we'll have our own social messaging app. How do you feel about that? Do we actually need indigenous social messaging app? And then would you trust an app developed by Nigerians? I had to ask that question because I know that we don't trust our Nigerian-made products and things. I know. Except I want to come on air and deceive. I want to deceive ourselves. We know that we don't trust some of our products. You know, that's why there's been so much. Is it campaigning? There's been so much, you know, publicity putting out there that, you know what, Nigerian product or Nigerian made product actually is still very good, you know? So I want to know, do you have reservations about this new, this innovation? Do you have? So do you want to share that with me? Hello? Okay, call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yes, what's up, my God? I don't remember my name anymore.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're actually discussing about the Amazon and Nigerian-made app or something.
Yes.
Yeah, for me, I'll prefer, and I know we don't believe or we don't trust Nigerian things or Nigerian-made products. But fine, I would definitely be excited if I see a way where Nigerians actually get a hat, because actually I feel there is nothing we cannot do. Hmm. But it's just for us to put our minds at it and keep that consistency. Like, for example, we have a product and everybody says, this is good, this is good. And before you know it, the product starts losing value.
Yeah.
That's the Nigerian syndrome for me. That's why I see it. Hmm. When the product is good, it starts bringing more high price and see?
Yeah.
Nigerian can really do anything.
Yeah.
If Nigerian app can be introduced, I would definitely use it.
Okay.
At least it should give us a boost, because everything about Nigeria is consumption. We consume a lot. We consume everything. And we're not even ashamed of it. If I will brag about it, I'm wearing this, I'm wearing this party.
Right, right.
What? I mean, sometimes I just feel ashamed. I must say, I feel ashamed. So if welcome idea, if you get a hat by Nigerian, and there should be, how would I call it, a follow up, keep improving, keep Nigerians can do this, and there's absolutely nothing we cannot do.
Right.
If we can support it, that's fine. For me, I'm gonna support it 100%.
All right, shout out to you. Shout out to you, man. I like your spirit. She chose to be anonymous, but you know that's a good way to look at it. Me, I'm all about value, right? I really love for this, and I would encourage it. I would support it if it brings value, and if its standard is good enough, right? If its standard is good enough, if they would, you know, give us, you know, something that is. You know, off standard. That's just what I'm about. We'll go on a break shortly, really shortly. But I will pick just one call before we go on that break. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you... Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You sound pretty low. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, I can. Were you using a hands-free?
No.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Don't you know when you guys are doing that extra attention to the
after? All right, okay. You would have to tune in sometime next week, I guess.
Okay.
All right, then. Stop. Anyway, if I were him, I'll do the same thing. I was already asking Ambrose, how can I play? $100 snubbins. Anyway, 11:25 on the clock. We're going on a short break shortly. But I think I still have time to pick one more call. So let's see. Hello? Call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Cardozo.
Cardozo.
Yep.
Man, your name is powerful.
Okay, for Amazon, that's a welcome. In fact, this is just start tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. So for the Let's Talk thing, well, it's my country, and I'm ready for the worst to happen.
Did you say the worst?
My first question is, what happened to Inera?
Hmm.
So So I'm not afraid of the worst, actually. But when the worst happens, yeah, let's not give up. We will get it right someday.
Absolutely.
So when it goes bad, let's not just give up. Let's just keep pushing. One day we'll get it right.
Yeah.
So that's for me, actually.
Right. Good stuff. Thank you so much, Caduzo. I appreciate you. Hello? All right, call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
What's up, ladies?
Cheers. Hey. Cheers to life.
Adria, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Talking about the Amazon, in fact, is a welcome development. And we are happy and we are waiting for them.
Okay.
Then talking about the social output by Nigerians, I don't have problem with it as far as they give you what you want. But my problem is with our government.
Okay. I'm so sorry. We need to go on a break shortly.
Seminar in
Lagos! It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. Oh, what a break that was. 11:39 on the clock. It's still Nigeria Info 99.3. My name is Andrea Odobi Teke, and Techie Talk is live. I gave you two tech updates, two tech news, tech stories that are making the rounds right now. And some of you are quite excited about the news. Why some people aren't, so into it, especially the Nigeria's first social messaging app. And I'm wondering why. Do you want to tell me your reservation? So if you just tuned in, I shared a story about Nigeria to get its first social messaging app called Let's Talk. And this would be launched by the end of the third quarter of 2022. And I asked, do we need indigenous social messaging apps? And will you trust an app developed by Nigerians? There are WhatsApp messages coming in, but before I share this WhatsApp messages, remember 11:45, we'll be having our friends from Adrian Holmes join us live. But before then, it's time for me to share you the news, you know, that I owe you all, because I truly do owe you all this information. Some people would call it breakfast, but I wouldn't say it's breakfast. I would say that it is good news for all of us, right? It's good news for all of us. So there would be a restructuring happening on WhatsApp Lagos shortly. I might not be involved in this restructuring. What that means is you would not be hearing my voice on WhatsApp Lagos again. This is because I will be going for a very, very long break, which I would not be coming back. It has been really interesting working here. It has been really such a beautiful experience, I would say. I never, ever thought for in my wildest dreams that I would ever, ever be on the air with my husband doing a radio show. I never, ever thought that. And I am also we are both really blessed at how that you all embraced us and loved us, you know, wholeheartedly. Like, I've never seen this kind of love before. So I was in church someday and someone rushed to meet me and gave me a hug. The guy, he rushed and, you know, gave me this very warm hug. And I was like, yo, I don't know you like this. He felt embarrassed, but he couldn't hold himself. He said, are you not Andrea? And he says, I've been listening to the techies. It's everywhere. And we don't take that love for granted at all. We do not take the acceptance for granted at all. So for me personally, I never thought that, you know, I was going to say this also on the air. It's better that I do something that has deeper meaning than do something that is just self-gratifying. I don't know if that made any more sense or any sense at all. I think having to do that with him gave us much more meaning. It opened us to understanding that there is much more, deeper meaning, you know, to being on radio, and that we are we're going to embrace, and that also I want to embrace. And I hope that makes sense. I really hope that made sense. For me, like I said, personally, I'm going on a very long break that would take 3 months away of my time. So I'm going back to school, and that should be a good news. I'm going back to school. My orientation starts tomorrow. Yeah. So that means you would not be hearing Andrea on What's Up Lagos. Yeah. It is not breakfast. Okay. It's good news. It's good news. It is good news. So you can follow. You can follow. I'm sure that for those of you who really love the Techers and love Andrea and Collins, you all have been asking where is Collins and all of that. You follow us on our social media platform. And trust me, you'll be first to know if the Techers will ever be back on radio again. You would be the first to know. So I would like for you to follow us on all our social media platform. Andrea _ Techer. You can follow D. The.Techers, and you can also follow Collins _ Techer on our social media platform. And trust me, like I said, if there's any news about us coming back on radio, you'll be the first to know that. It's 11:45, and this means it's time for our friends from Adron Homes to join us live and tell us about this amazing package that they have. Stay with us. All right, welcome back. 11:47 on the clock. We have our friends from Adron Homes right here. Have Omoto Yossi as well as Kenneth in the studio. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, so talk to us about this Super Sala promo that is also known as the Ileya promo.
Ileya promo is actually our biggest sales promo.
Okay.
It is our biggest sales promo. Everyone looks forward to it because we have fantastic prices and we have flexible payment plans for it. Mm. And it's actually for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's not just for the Muslims. We have Christians who subscribe to it. Mm. It's one of our biggest promos for the year.
Right. Amazing. Amazing. I like the part that you mentioned there are lots of prizes. What are these prizes that are mouth-watering?
We have big rams for you for Ileya.
Okay.
We have rice.
Okay.
We have washing machine. Uh-huh. We have subscription, DSTV subscriptions. Uh-huh. We have gas cookers. We have loads of prizes for you.
Aha. Uh-huh. Amazing. Amazing stuff. So what's the... You talked about a payment plan. Do you want to share about that? How does a payment plan work?
We are currently running a 30% discount,
okay,
which is payable within 24 months.
Okay.
So when you make your initial deposit with as low as 25,000 naira, you can spread your balance within 24 months.
Amazing. 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 All right. You also mentioned about, I don't know if you did mention, a discount. Is there a discount involved in this payment plan?
30% discount.
Wow. So there's a 30% discount.
Payable in 24 months.
In 24 months. So what's like the first deposit like?
As low as 25,000.
As low as 25,000 naira. I will be able to have a 30% discount. I will also be able to have these gifts. No. Okay.
Well, we actually have...
We have... initial deposits from 25,000 to 1 million naira.
Okay.
Yeah. So it depends on your initial deposits.
Okay.
That would determine the price, the gift price that you get.
All right. So how much do I have to pay to be able to have those? The RAM.
The RAM, which is the key gift item for this promo.
Yes.
Is 300,000.
300,000 naira.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me to have the gift prize, that is the RAM.
Yes.
I need to have a deposit of 300,000 naira.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You want to say something?
We are actually having a flash sales today, which started today.
Okay.
So we have a 40% discount, which is payable within 12 months.
Wow.
So when you pay on two plots.
Okay. Okay.
So if you pay an initial deposit of 300,000, you get a RAM, and you can also pay within 12 months.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. You know, I know that Adron Homes, they have quite a number of packages and promos and, you know, interesting packages for their subscribers. What makes this Super Sala sale special? What makes it different from others, from all of the other packages and promos?
You have RAMs, golds, rice, gas cookers, health. You have a 6-in-1 health monitor. So it's actually, you have a smart TV, you have prepaid meter, you have everything. It actually goes in line with almost everything.
So what is the juicy part of it is this, all the prices and the RAM.
The RAM.
The big RAM. I like your expression. The very big RAM. So Lagos, Nigeria, I hope that you're listening to this and you take advantage of this amazing promo that Adron Homes are looking out to put in out for you, their amazing subscribers. So if there are people who are interested, how can they reach? How can they subscribe?
Our phone numbers.
Yes.
Our phone numbers is 070-61-30-4567.
Okay.
Or 0033-86-4993. Again, 0033-86-4993.
All right. Can we take a number one more time, please?
070-61-30-4567.
Okay.
And 0033-86-4993.
Okay. You might have to take that slowly so that people can get the number.
080
okay.
33-86-4993.
All right. Yeah. Do you want to say something, ma'am? Or more to yourself? You want to say something?
I just wanted to talk about just a bit about our estates, how developed they are. We actually have nice estates. It's not just about the gift item now. It's talking about your estate with nice infrastructures. So these are not, we are not just selling the gifts, we're selling value. You get value for your money. So that's what's major about
absolutely
it.
So talking about your estates now, where are they located? I know that you have some in Ogun, you have in Lagos, and you know, spread across Nigeria. Can you tell us specifically these areas you have your estates?
We have in Ogun, which is Shimawa, we have in Sagam, we have in Ijebode, we have in Abeokuta,
right?
We also have in Ibadan. We have in Ashijire, we have in Bakwapata, we have in Ulugweru, and we also have in Oloyo.
Okay.
We have in Lagos, which is the Bejuleki, we have in Ekpe, we have in Ikorodu, we've gone as far as Oshun.
Nice one.
We have a cut across so many states.
Beautiful. So
they are nice. Developed estate.
That's what I was about to ask, because I want to sound like the you know, the normal Nigerian who will be listening and be like, I don't want to get a land close to the bush or in places that are not developed, you know.
Well developed estates.
It's even okay for every individual who's interested that can follow us for site inspection.
Okay.
So you can see.
So you're open to site inspection.
Yeah, open.
Okay.
Every time and every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I would like you to say your numbers again so that interested subscribers can, you know, take advantage of this amazing promo, the Super Sala promo brought to you by Adron Homes. So let's have the numbers again.
070-61-30-4567.
Okay.
And 0033-86-4993.
Okay. Someone is sending a message on WhatsApp right now asking that you call the numbers again. I don't know if it's been too fast. Okay.
33.
Okay.
86-4993.
All right.
070-61-30-4567.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lagos. I hope that they've been able to do justice and you know, hope that you have the numbers and so that you can take advantage of this amazing promo brought to you by Adron Homes. Thank you again, Omo Toyosi and Kenneth, for being on the show.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
All right, then. Lagos, Nigeria, 11:54 on the clock. And the show will be coming to an end shortly. I'll be giving you my goodbyes. I know I'm going to miss you all. I know you're going to miss me too. But, you know, sometimes beautiful things, just some things just need to happen, right? Some things just need to happen. Stick around or come back and say our goodbyes. I'll be right back, all right?
Turn on your choice for the best of sports.
Manchester United 3, AFC Bournemouth 1.
News and great conversations.
Ben has never changed anybody. It has only hardened people. Please let them ban it completely.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're listening to the home of great talk and exciting conversations.
Many times, I think the word submission used in the context of marriage is very ambiguous.
When you eat granola too much, you will get eye problems. Or when you drink garri too much, you get eye problems. This is true.
Just like you said, these are myths.
He said, women, speak life into your husbands, even when he's not acting right. And I almost threw my phone at him.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
For news, sports, and talk that you can relate.
If I told you now to come and buy Ashebi for 20,000 naira, then you would quickly get that money out. But if I told you to come and do a health check and you should put down 20,000 naira, you probably would say it's very, very expensive.
That's too much now.
Why should I go and dash one doctor? And because people are not paying attention, people are therefore getting sicker and sicker.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The show has come to an end, and this is where we draw the curtains and say our goodbyes. News coming up shortly. Hey guys, I know it will be a little tough, but I would love for you to embrace the change and the restructuring that will be happening on WhatsApp Lagos shortly. But for now, it'll be my sweet, sweet goodbye. My sweet, sweet goodbye. I love you all. I do love you. I indeed love you. Follow me on my social media platform, Andrea_Teke. And like I said, if there's any news about the Teke's coming back on radio, you'll be the first to know. For now, do have yourself a good, good day.